Greetings, it's James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio and also simulcasting on ESETI Stargate. We've got quite a show. We're going to play some footage here that's going to be unbelievable. Before that, I want to get to the news. And, it's been a long week with the grand finale. The UFO activity is escalating globally. And we filmed some rather remarkable footage. And we're going to show that footage later with the show. Along with other footage around the world. So it's going to show undeniably that these things are not Starlink. So we'll go into that further. You always have the debunkers and the other people, and they don't think it through. They need to think it all the way through, and I'll show you why. But anyway, now for the latest multidimensional breaking news, the galactic core or central sun is connected to all the other suns, and consciousness and energy is flowing down these connections. We have the buffaloes above us running track lessons. I don't know what they're doing up there, but it's pretty loud. But anyway, hopefully they can hear the show and not be doing jumping jacks above us. But anyway, so we're going to talk about this consciousness and energy, and it's flowing through the connections, becoming exponentially stronger. And here's another thing too. Did you know that there's actually light beings existing on the sun? They don't have physical bodies. They have light bodies. And NASA has photos of them, and we've grabbed those photos of undeniable light beings, energy beings on the sun. So anyway, throughout our ancient history, we've known them as the sun gods, and throughout Greek history, the Greek gods talk about the different sun beings and Egyptian and everything else. So anyway, it's consciousness and energy that's coming with the light that's hitting the planet right now. And in the electromagnetic light spectrum, each level of that is a dimension. So it's hard to explain this, but gamma ray is like seventh dimension. X-ray is another dimension. Infrared is the fourth dimension. Ultraviolet is the fifth dimension. So they all come together, and they correspond with each other. So now, to add all to that, we had the full blood moon and the eclipse. It's a perfect storm for change, and change is like never before unfolding. The Schumann resonance has whited out off the scale. Hopefully, Robert can pop that up for us so people can look at that. There's explosions on several dormant volcanoes right now, or mountains, pressure releases, and a series of quakes here in America. We've got major activity in Rainier and St. Helens and now Mount Hood in our area. So we're going to see a lot of symptoms with these energies coming in, these massive CMEs and the Schumann resonance. So some of these symptoms are going to be aches, pains, extreme lethargy, along with emotional outbursts as these energies continue to come in. Some call this ascension sickness. In the spiritual community, if you work with yogis and lamas and things, they call it energy sickness. And it's too much energy coming in, bottling up in chakras where there's blocks, and not being able to ground these energies. So people are having problems with these energies. So we really need to clear out our energy centers and ground, take our shoes off, and recalibrate with the earth right now. It's real important. There's going to be an increase in severe weather. We're seeing insane storms, around the world, especially China right now. It's just getting hammered. That might be some weather warfare going on too. So there's lightning storms that have never before been seen, tornadoes. It's a little crazy out there. There's going to be an increase in earthquake and volcanic activity globally. And that just comes with this energy. The earth is absorbing all this energy, and there's massive changes in the energy systems on the earth. And that's what we're seeing. It's a byproduct of that. So, as we speak, there's people that are fleeing from new eruptions. Volcanoes are going off in other parts of the world. So, on a political scale, we're ascending into the last days of the tyrants, which is good. They're not frequency specific to the new earth energies, and their deeds are being known for all to see. They're being accelerated. And so you're going to see, even this week, a lot of activity in that arena, a lot of people kind of disappearing. And we'll go further into that later. But, and so a lot of people are saying, finally, and it's an event that so many people of moral character and integrity have been waiting for, and it's finally here. It's the rollout has begun. So, you know, be prepared. There's going to be a lot of changes. And so, you know, just get, you know, some little extra food out there. Make sure you got clean water. Make sure you might may not be on the grid. The grid might be going up and down. So just kind of prepare for that, you know. So although many arrests have already been made and justice dispatched by the military courts, it's finally coming to the light in the public arena. And so for those who have been watching the theater with discerning eyes, you know, they've been just scratching their heads. You know, Mr. T has always been in the ring, basically. So we all know who Mr. T is. So why do you think he's still riding the Air Force One? You know, come on. And Marine Two. I mean, Marine One, too, as well. You know, why does he still have access to the Pentagon? You know, why doesn't Joe and why doesn't Joe get the football access codes to the nukes? You know, there's a reason for that. And because they know what happened, they know what unfolded. So it's a larger story. I don't want to go into, but you know, you have to ask yourself, what is with all the bad acting, the 3D printed masks? You know, they forget to tuck in around the neck. You know, and you know, this is for those who have eyes to see and to educate those that don't. You know, there's a lot of people that are going to have a lot of theater and acting things out to see how bad this really is, how corrupt this administration is. But so I would prepare for some shocking news concerning the e-fraud. We can't really say the word because we'll get censored. And the child, what do you call it, you know, moving, you might say. Stay tuned. There's some people out there like Scott McKay, Mel Kay, Charlie Ward. Veritas is really good. You know, there's a lot of citizen journalists out there. They're bringing this information out. And so I would just forget about, you know, the RNN network, the Reptilian News Network, or any of those other ones, you know, out there, or, you know, a certain person that sounds like Mad Cow. There's just nothing but lies spewing out of these people. They're charismatic liars, and they are going to be held accountable. But almost everything you've been told about the Dimmick and the, we'll just call it the erection, has been a complete fraud. If I say the real word, we'll get in trouble. So anyway, speaking of cover-ups and planned opposition, we offer our condolences to many in the UFO community who have lost their allies, funders, and dance partners at their annual event at Bohemian Grove. You know, unfortunately, many have met with unfortunate experiences with the military courts and are on vacation in Cuba right now and no longer in the game. So no sense in name-dropping to bolster your self-importance because they can't hear you. So because my knowledge of who is morally and integrity challenged and those, you know, that can't get past the nuts and bolts, you know, I've been crowned as the enemy of disclosure. And I wear that very well. I like that crown. I love disclosure. I think there's people out there that are doing a great job. There's some that aren't. And we need to look at that. And so there are those in the global elite, satanic, Luciferian, and certain politicians that deem the benevolent side of contact as the enemy. And being that I am aligned with the benevolent side of contact, they, for some reason, made me their enemy. But in truth, I'm the enemy of the posers, the shills, the planned opposition, and those who continue with the controlled narrative. It's time to let that one go. You know, merely by telling the truth without an agenda, which mirrors back to them, you know, what they should be doing, we all can, you know, we all can get along and prosper, basically. There's no lack, and all we have to do is get right with Creator and find our own unique purpose for being here, and everything will fall into place. We're going to cover this later. So I want to talk about the latest UFO footage around the world, taken around the world, real disclosure. And consider this a military and political briefing for those who do not know what those fuzzy Tic Tacs are doing. And by the way, we have been talking about, you know, what's now unfolding at SETI since 1986. So I've written about this in the books, all of this, it's all in the books. And we're talking about even before that. So, you know, it's really time for the censorship to end. So basically, let me do a little adjustment here. I want to get back to the footage here. So we're going to go ahead and play a clip here. And the first clip was filmed at SETI. And hopefully Robert can pop that up. There we go. Now, there's quite a few of us here that when we filmed this clip. And it came in from the west, and it was rocking. And you can see these other ships passing it, other ships going by it, dropping in on it. It was towing something behind it, and it had some things in front of it, which was really interesting. Now, other clips didn't show that, which is interesting. So anyway, the main thing, you know, the new thing now is Starlink. You know, we've replaced swamp gas and everything else with Starlink. But you can see these objects cruising by underneath it, around it. And it's you can see now it's going behind the trees. It's going in the east, disappearing, staying fully illuminated, you know, going behind the trees and gone, you know. So it's gone well through the Earth's shadow. It's not reflecting light. It has its own light source, and we can go more into that later. But anyway, there were no Starlink launches at the time. There was only one Starlink overhead at that time. It was just one puny little satellite. So good luck with the Starlink program. Now, I'm not saying, what I'm saying is this is an unknown, basically. You can make it whatever you want to make it, but it's not conventional. And it doesn't fit any of the conventional things that we're working on. Now, could it be Solar Warden? Could it be a massive mothership? It was very large. You know, you can go from there and figure that one out. We kind of know who they are already, but they're here to help. Basically, that's all we can say. But let's go on to the next clip. See if we can pop this next one up.
That's from a fan of ours who lives about 4 hours away in Henry, Illinois. She recorded this on May 26th.
Yeah, and this is Tyler on Journey to Truth. And he posted this one, and this is in Henry, Illinois. So basically, here's the same ship flying over Illinois. And identical, you know, doing the same thing, although it doesn't have, it's not towing the things that were being towed before. But it looks completely identical. The back of the ship has this little knob on it, and you can see other things popping in around it, popping in and out, doing the same thing. So any way you look at it, the mere number of ships in our footage, which is much longer than we showed, there's so many ships that come down on it, pass it, go around it, are following it. There's no way you can say this isn't something phenomenal here, because there's just too much going on. So anyway, it looks like this thing is phasing out. But let's go to the other clip. Now we have another clip, and I believe this was in Canada. I'm not sure if it was Canada or hopefully we can get that one up. We'll have to edit out some of the craziness.
That is close to us.
These guys are pretty excited, and every other word was a lot of cussing. So, and that is normal. You know, when people see things like this, the first thing they say is "What the F?" or "Oh my God!" You know, and that's normal. That's pretty normal right now. But the problem is, you'll get censored if you play these things on some of these channels. You know, they're looking for any way they can censor. Now, I want you to watch this thing. It goes into the cloud, and you can hear the guys' voices in the background, and we're not going to play that because of all the swearing, but you can hear them going, "What the hell? It disappeared. It never came out of that cloud.
It's gone. It's whatever it is, it's gone.
What do you do?
It's disappeared. It's in the clouds. I'm waiting for it to come out.
Never came out." So we have that happen here quite a
bit. Wow, what a strange capture. How is this thing appearing and then disappearing after going through the clouds? It's just not something you would expect to happen, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very fabulous and interesting capture. A lot of people are going to say that this looks like...
Anyway, there's so much going on now. From my understanding, this thing was seen in Canada and... Illinois, over here in Washington. It was seen right over Yosemite, but it was also seen in Seattle. We had people that filmed it in Seattle as well. A lot of people, which is not that far away, so Seattle would probably see it. You know, it was a very large object. And it was also seen in Australia. So this thing is being seen globally. and it's phasing in and out, and it's got a heck of a lot of ships crossing it, you know, checking it out. So I really have a hard time, you know, coming to terms with this as some Starlink thing, because it's not on the schedule. Nothing like that was scheduled to launch, you know, according to our information. And, you know, they may change that. What happens is that we'll film something, have something. Like one day we filmed the space station and we had ships behind it tracking it, and then another big ship flying right across its bow and other ships, you know, crossing it. And we got all that on film. So we had an engineer here that had connections with NASA, and he called him up and he said, hey, what's going on? You know, like, do you have a Russian rocket up there outfitting the space station? They said, no, nothing's been launched. No. And they said, well, the shuttles are grounded, you know. So they said, yeah. And he said, so there's nothing up there with the space station. They said, no. And then so they just, it's so funny. We told them what we filmed. We said, look, we've got objects behind the space station cutting across its bow as big as the space station. We've got them, you know, all around the space station. Like what's up there? And they go, and also they, wait, no, we have, and they start changing their story, you know? So again, we're back into swamp gas and the same old controlled narrative. It's a controlled narrative and it's planned opposition. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that too, is now the military is coming out and they're talking about there's pilots chasing a Tic Tac or whatever else, you know, and I, you know, I'm glad they're coming forward and talking about that. But I mean, come on, let's get to the real stuff. A lot of those things are ours. You know, we've been developing those things since the late 60s. We've been able to go to the moon and Mars, you know, with counter-gravity. And so anyway, you know, let's talk about that stuff. Let's put that out. You know, let's not, well, we don't know what it is. Go find somebody that does, you know. You know, they said, you know, but someone said, well, we looked into our back engineer technology and they're not ours, which is true. A lot of them aren't theirs. And they also said they don't know who they are, which is also true. A lot of them don't know who they are. And that's understandable, you know, because you have to rise the occasion. You have to have a certain level of consciousness. And you also have to have a really open mind, loving heart, pure intent, high level of integrity, or you're not going to be contacted and you're not going to have access to this information. But we're going to do that on the show right now. We're going to give you all that information so you can decide, you know, what's real for you. And I think that's really important. So consider this public acclimation time. We're going to go ahead and brief everybody who sees this. I don't care if you're a politician or the government or whatever. This information is for everyone. There's nothing hidden here at East SETI. There never has been. And we have footage. Maybe we can play that in the background. We have footage of ships flying over East SETI, treetop level, coming in on my birthday, saying hi, coming in exactly when and where we say they're going to come in. They come in. And that's been happening on a regular basis since 1986. So we've known about the UFOs. We know about the off-world visitors. We know known about the different civilizations, their cultures, their agendas, their intentions. We've known all about this, you know, since the early 80s. So, you know, it's time to come clean and bring the rest. Now, some of them don't know. When they say they don't know, they don't know. All they know is there's something up there that they can't control. And some of the pilots were saying, yeah, this freaks us out because this thing was accelerating, decelerating, making turns we can't turn, and they're no match, you know, for us. And so whatever they can't control and dominate, they consider a threat. So is it a threat? You know, maybe in the interest of national security, we should be making friends with these beings. You know, any being that's coming here, probably, you know, hundreds of thousands or years ahead of us in evolution with technology beyond our wildest dreams. We should be making friends with these beings, you know, not shooting at them or chasing them with F-16s or 18s or 20. We just had one come right over our house just a couple days ago. Okay, so let's, I'm trying to figure if we should go top down or bottom up. I think I'm going to go bottom up because I want to leave on a good note and tell you what's really happening here. So we have had for years and years and years, millions of years, the earth is being colonized. And some of our ancient ancestors are being recycled through molten rock because the plates are always, they're moving over and under themselves, you know. So a lot of them are beneath the ice. A lot of them are beneath the oceans. These ancient civilizations with technologies far beyond our technology today. We know that. The government knows that. Corey Good's talked a lot about these groups over in Antarctica. And, you know, all the artifacts and the bases they're finding there, which are not so good, you know, not so positive. But we can go into that. But I want to go into the low-level stuff first and get through that, because ever since Marduk was here and the, you know, Enki, Enlil, the Anunnaki, they're ancient Lyrians that came here, very tall beings. Some of these beings are 24 feet tall that were here. There were actually some earlier that were 40 feet tall, the really ancient ones. They have their bones. They know they were here. And that has been, whistleblowers have been, you know, spilling the beans on that stuff too. Anyway, those guys still exist, and they're coming around now and then, and we get to, you know, check into them, but that's another story. But anyway, let's go back to the ancient Lyrians that were here. The ancient Lyrians were the root race of humanity, and that what happened is they kind of had a division. They had a war in their home world in ancient Lyra, and it became a real mess. But at the same time, they were colonizing other planets, and they would go and merge. They wouldn't really take over another planet. They would just merge with them and raise their technology. And it was kind of like a win-win situation. But they would, but they were throughout the galaxy. And they went to the first colonies they started were the Pleiadian colonies. The Orion Council of Light comes from that same group, the Orion colonies. And then they also have the colonies in... oh God, what's that place called? I don't know. It'll pop into me, but it's actually they kind of refer to it as hell almost because it's a really rough planet. It's very desolate, very dry. You know, it's not a fun. If you really screwed up, that's where you went. That's where you got sent. You know, so. So anyway, they came to those colonies. And then from there, they came to Mars and Maldek or Melona. Some cultures call it Melona, which actually blew up and became the asteroid belt. And then Mars lost its atmosphere. And that was kind of a big mess that we went through. So that's a whole another story. But I just want to talk about this because colonies have been coming and going to the Earth and had to start over due to cataclysms, pole shifts, wars, for quite a long time. Millions of years this has been going on. And this is all written in starglyphs, petroglyphs, hieroglyphs, and Gosford glyphs over in Australia. This is all there. It's all written. It's written in stone. You can't miss it. The buffaloes above us are loud again. We'll have to have somebody tell them to not jump up and down up there. But sorry about that. But it's something we have to get fixed, get rectified. But anyway, so this goes way, way back. And so the best knowledge we have that's been recorded are, you know, we have the ancient Sumerians talking about the Anunnaki, the ancient Lyrians. They talk about the Greek gods, the Egyptian gods, all that stuff. They all came from the stars. The bearded gods all came from the stars. And then they started having offspring with humanity and created demigods. And that's where the demigods came from. And so everything comes from the stars. When you really research this and get educated, you realize everything comes from the stars. Now, that doesn't take away God when you say the bearded gods, because you know, you look at every religion, they have their bearded gods. And you look at even Christianity, they have the jealous, wrathful God in the Old Testament, and then they have the all-loving, all-forgiving God, two different beings. And so these beings that came to the earth, some were benevolent, some weren't. Some were self-serving, some were serving Creator, you know, the Creator within all creation. And so we have to understand that to understand the big picture. But there is, whatever you want to call it, God, Creator, Great Spirit, there is this divine intelligence. It's the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and all dimensions throughout the multiverse. It's beyond any words. You cannot comprehend this. You can't capsulize it in words or a book or anything else. It's beyond all that. So the question you have to ask when you have the bearded gods, you know, stories and the religions and everything else is, who created them? And the second question we need to ask is, did they have a mother? You know, so where's the divine feminine in this? You know, they've been kind of pushed out, you know, through ancient times. In the beginning, in the most ancient of times, they're more matriarchal societies, and they worship the divine mother. And the divine mother gave birth to everything, you know, everyone, everything was family, everything was connected. And that's more true. That's more true to what's the truth of what's happening, because we all live in this sea of consciousness and energy, and it's the unified field. And some are more evolved within that field. They're drawing more from that unified field than others. Some have more access than others. And you might, you know, and when you get up the, you go up the vibrational continuum, you start getting into the fifth dimension, sixth, seventh dimension. Those beings would be like gods to us. They would have technologies and mental and spiritual capabilities that would be like magic to us. But to them, it's science. It's just evolution, basically. So with that understanding, we can go and explain this. And so there's also other beings that came here that... I want to go back to Marduk, because Marduk actually made a pact with the reptilian beings, and he wanted total supremacy of the earth, and he went against his own people, and that didn't work out. They actually turned on him and offed him. And so basically that we've been under this draconian rule ever since then. We've been dealing with these energies. And so on the dark side of things, you've got the Gray Alliance, you've got the reptilian beings, you've got serpent beings, you've got the djinn, you've got just discarnate beings that have not gone anywhere. When they died, they just are hanging out. They're stuck, and they have this unfinished business, whatever you want to call it. You know, a lot of people... they hang out in bars and things like that vicariously to get their alcohol, their hit, you know, their high. And they wait while somebody's sitting there drinking. They're that little voice says, oh, come on, you can do it. Take another one. You one more drink, you know. And they have, you know, a lot of unfinished business, and they're still attached to the earth for some reason, or they died very quickly and didn't go anywhere. And I have some incredible photographs of that. We're taking those off of people all the time on a regular basis. They're very easy to heal and move on if you know who you are and if you connect to the right beings. And we have tools. We call them power tools. You got to plug them into the higher consciousness and energy, or have these other beings assist you. And you can call on Jesus or Babaji or Kuan Yin or Mary, whoever you want to call on, to use these techniques. And they work. They work very well. But anyway, it's very important to learn. It's all about self-mastery and taking personal responsibility for the fields around you, the energy you're sensing. And we have a saying, if you don't like what you're feeling, do a healing, you know, clear the energy. It's real important. So anyway, you've got those groups, and they've been running amok here on the earth for a long time, and their time is coming to an end. And with these new energies in, as I said before, the central sun, the source itself, is saying, we're going ahead. It's going through all the other suns. We're having incredible CMEs and solar flare activity. We're moving into a highly energized place in space. And it's part of Earth's evolution, or her destiny, to move to the next level, to ascend to the next level. And these other beings are just getting hammered right now. They're becoming very active. The veils between worlds are coming down. And they have a mental body, an emotional body, as you do, and they can affect your emotions and your thoughts and things like that. So again, personal responsibility. If you don't like what you're feeling, if you're having bad thoughts, you're having a lot of accidents and things like that, do a healing. Call on one of these, call on Pinky or, no, or the golden light. But anyway, that was a joke. I'm just kidding about that. But that is serious right now because a lot of people are really being affected in an intense way. Like me talking about this right now, they're trying to mess with me right now. But I just kind of like, yeah, go away, you know. The more you learn how to heal and clear these energies, the less effect they have on you. And so it's important to realize that. But anyway, as I said before, on the lower levels, you have the astral beings that really need help. They're all tweaked out. And then you've got the grays and the gray alliance and the reptilians and the serpent beings and demonic type energies. All that stuff is running around. And that's in the fourth dimension. That's in the lower fourth dimension. And that is all being hammered right now by the higher consciousness and energy that's coming in. And it's pushing it up. And we have to step up to the plate. We have to buck up and learn how to clear our energies and hold the line, you know, hold that higher consciousness and energy, hold that focus. Focus on love and joy and bliss and the higher energies and be of service to the creator and all creation. And that'll help you get through. So we're talking about that. So that's one thing that's going on. Now, where is this coming from? Where is this energy coming from? So whatever you want to call it, God, creator, great spirit, on the highest levels, that energy is coming in. It's the one consciousness, the creator within all creation, that is pressing in. And they have their servants, you might say, or their levels of higher consciousness and energy. So on some of the highest levels, you have the Andromedans. The Andromedan Council of Light is one of the highest levels. The other councils go to them for advice. And the Pleiadians actually went to them and said, will you lead us, when they saw how advanced they were. And these are beings that are 8 to 10 feet tall, magnetized light beings. They have huge energy fields around them. When they travel, when they move forward, that those energy fields, they feather back, you know, and they look like wings, but they're just pure energy beings. And they have their ships, they have massive light ships, but they can just appear wherever they want. They can create a Merkaba and just pop in wherever they want. And they can, you know, you can call on them for help or healing, or they're mythologically known as Andromedans. And so as archangels, basically. Well, we knew them as Andromedans, but they're mythologically known as archangels. So that's your one group. Now, the protectors of the gods, the Anunnaki, the benevolent ones that were here that didn't fall, that moved on, they have the protectors of the gods, which are the lion beings. And that's this guy right here. I get backward. The lion beings are the protectors of the gods. They're about 17 feet tall, and the males are. And very, very powerful beings, but they're also very loving and they're very goofy because they're very intimidating. So they have to act goofy when you first connect with them. And they're part of the, a lot of times you hear the stories like the Lion of Judea, and you have in the yogis, they call them the lion of this place or that. That's because they're aligned with these beings. They've connected with this energy and they have incredible protection, you know, so. And they're doing a lot of things that the higher dimensional beings are doing. They've learned how to bilocate and do all those things. But we can go into that later. But anyway, so you've got these seventh dimensional line beings. Now, you also have some seventh dimensional Pleiadians and some other beings that have actually ascended to that seventh dimension. They're very high. And the seventh dimension, the best way to understand the seventh dimension is that you don't really have an identity. It's not important anymore to you. You're more of a collective and you have a function, and it's a whole different reality in the seventh dimension. So there's a lot of beings that are coming out of seven. A lot of ascended masters are in the seventh dimension. There's the house of Mary, the house of Yeshua, the house of Babaji. You know, a lot of those guys are in the seventh dimension, but they can drop in. They could even appear on the physical if they want and create a light body, like a condensed light body. So that's kind of your seventh dimension. In the sixth dimension, you do have a lot of different beings on the sixth dimension. Now you have the Orion Council of Light, and they went through the Orion Wars, and they're sixth dimensional beings, and they're planetary liberators. And there is still a mess in Orion that's being cleaned up. There are some beings that are not in your highest and best good. The Gray Alliance comes out of there. Some reptilian energies come out of there. They don't come out of the sixth dimension. They're in the lower fourth. So there's a lot of misunderstanding. So almost all of our problems come from the lower fourth that we're dealing with. And so fifth dimension, you've got, we also have some panther type beings. They're very 14 feet tall beings, and they're healers, very powerful healers and protectors as well. Now in the fifth dimension, you have, again, a lot of ascended masters, people that have gone through past the psychic barrier in the fourth dimension. They're out of the fourth dimension. They're in the fifth dimension, which is unity consciousness. So when you get into the fifth dimension, polarity kind of ends. You're in unity consciousness. And so there's a lot of stories like, oh, this 13th dimensional reptilian came down and I cut his head off and I did this. You hear all these stories. And, you know, I'm trying to figure out how did this nasty reptilian get into the 13th dimension when the fifth dimension is unity consciousness, you know, so you don't go harming other things or other people or any creation at all. You're in service when you're in the fifth dimension. So there's a lot of stories out there, and bless the people that are creating these stories. But we have to get past any need for acceptance and approval outside of ourselves. And a lot of times people are telling these stories because they need the attention they didn't get as a child or whatever. And I mean, that's going to put me on the S list of all kinds of people, but that's just the way it is. Anyway, so I'm sure I'll be the enemy of, I don't know what, but they'll come up with something. So the fifth dimension, you know, you've got a lot of master teachers and things like that. Now in the fourth dimension, what you have is, you have some Palladians are working in the fourth dimension. There's other beings that are working in the fourth dimension, but they come from a higher dimension and have dropped in to help. You know, a lot of the terraforming was done on the fourth dimension. And a lot of the wars in the past and skirmishes between the Palladians and the reptilians, a lot of those happened in Australia. And it's talked about in Gosford glyphs and things like that. The Aboriginal people know all about it. And you hear their stories. But if you talk to any of the elders, almost from every culture, they point at the Pleiades and they say, we come from the Pleiades. Why do they do that? You know, because Atlantis and Lemuria were Pleiadian colonies, and those were the first major colonies that were terraformed on Earth. So again, they had some great wars. They had a pole shift. They had a lot of things happen there. And so we're remnants of that. So Atlantis and Lemuria had other star nations that joined them, and they're living in peace side by side. And then they had one group broke off, and they worshiped the intellect and science, and they're very into power, and they started abusing that power and wanted to control and dominate others using their technology and things like that. The other group, Lemurians, were more, they saw the creator in all creation. They worshiped the unseen God in everything and everyone. They were more like family. And right now we have that same epoch working out right now. It's the same thing as we have the little mini tyrants, you know, the global elite, and they have their technology and they want to control and dominate the world. And then you got the Lemurians going, hey, wait a second, you know, we're a free people, you know, we're all about service to others and freedom and things like that. And you can see that expressing out right now on the earth, because you've got the white hats and the patriots, and they're in service mode, and they believe in freedom and the basic foundation of the Constitution, which the old Constitution is almost identical to universal law. If you want to know what universal law is, and that's what's pressing in with the higher dimensions. So that's what's happening right now. And I'm giving you kind of a limited perspective because there's a lot of other beings out there. I mean, I could go on forever. There's so many different beings and they all have different agendas. Some are just observers. They're observing this. This is the greatest show in the universe right now, is our ascension and the earth going through this process. It's exciting times. And then some are helping. You know, some are helping in a lot of different ways. They're inspiring through the dream state, through consciousness and energy. And some are hands-on and down here right now and helping. And so there's a lot of different groups with different agendas helping out in different ways. And there's some that just want to control and dominate everyone and everything. And that's the lower beings that I was talking about earlier. And they've aligned with the tyrants and the global elite and those guys. So what we're going through right now is, let me check and see how we're doing on time. We're going through the end of the tyrants, basically, the last waltz. They're done. They're imploding. These energies that are coming in, they're not frequency specific to what's happening, and they're not aligned with universal law, and their hearts aren't open. There's nothing, there's no love there. And they are dropping like flies. Their heart attacks, their karma is being accelerated. You know, they're being arrested, they're being shipped off, they're being tried. A lot of that is going on a very tense level. And so that's the physical stuff that you're seeing. That's the on the ground that you're seeing. But this is all orchestrated by these higher dimensions. So it's like the source itself, the Andromedans, the feline beings, the Orion Council of Light, the Pleiadians. I know I'm missing some groups, the Assyrians, all these groups. They're all coming in. They're all pressing in with their consciousness and energy. They're bringing with them universal law. And everything that doesn't align with that is going to either transform or collapse. You know, there's no other option. So this is huge what's happening. And now some people, you know, you tell this story and people are going, well, that's all a bunch of nonsense. That's not real. And they're right. It's not real for them because they haven't risen in consciousness. They haven't opened themselves up to this possibility. And so it isn't real for them, but it is real for those who are awake. And I'm not saying woke. I'm talking about awake, you know. And that's the woke thing is just another social engineering program. And again, these other guys, these low-level malevolent guys are doing everything they can to divide us, to separate us, to create a lot of fear, pain, suffering. They're creating all the division, the wars, the riots, all that stuff. They're feeding off of that energy, and that energy allows them to stay. And the more we unify and don't buy into that and start working together in service to the creator and all creation, they lose their power and they're losing their food source, basically, and they're losing their ability to hold their dimension together, which is being hammered on right now. And it's on its way out, basically. So that's why you're going to see some chaos. Understand that when the higher consciousness and energy comes in, through sympathetic resonance, everything is going to have to rise to meet that higher consciousness and energy. And it's going to change shape, change form, like semantics, you know. And then it'll all of a sudden, when the higher energy comes in, it'll start vibrating, you know, and it gets really shaky, and some things fall away and some things collapse. And then all of a sudden, boom, there's a whole new level of consciousness and energy and physical manifestations from that. So that's what we're having. So a lot of people ask me about what happens when you die, you know, what happens in the fourth dimension. The fourth dimension is in the lower fourth dimension, if you have a consciousness, a very malevolent, if you're totally taking advantage of people, you've harmed a lot of people, and you're in service to self, you'll get stuck in the lower fourth dimension. You're not going anywhere. And you're going to incarnate and have to keep working that crap out until you're done with it. So your consciousness determines your frequency. Your frequency determines where you go when you cross this understanding. So It's so important right now to learn to forgive ourselves, forgive others, release the past, heal any wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences, and raise our frequencies to get through these times. And I'll tell you a little secret that I'm sure we got some time here. We got a few minutes. I'll tell you a little secret. Now, I've had two near-death experiences. I've studied for years with yogis and lamas. I've been researching for God knows how long. I've studied with almost every culture, every elder, and I've heard their stories. I've done ceremonies. I've done all this stuff. And I'm not saying this to brag. I'm just telling you where I'm coming from. I've crossed over. I went through the tunnel. I went to the golden plane of bliss after I crossed over in a drowning experience. And I saw all the levels and dimensions. I went through them and then hung out there for a while. And I had a little conversation and I met what some people call a creator. It's neither male nor female. It's just pure consciousness and energy. It's the most blissful energy you can ever imagine. It doesn't have an ego. It can't judge. It's beyond judgment. And when the masters say forgiveness is automatic, it's eternal. Even Yeshua said that, I don't judge thee, nor does my Father judge thee. Go and sin no more. What he's saying is that the Father, whatever you want to call it, the Father, Mother, God, the one consciousness cannot judge. It's like the sun. It shines on everybody evenly and says, as you wish, that's what it does. And we create out of that energy whatever we want. We can hide from it. We can absorb a lot of it. We can absorb a little of it. We can express a little of it, or we can express a lot of it. And it's love and joy and bliss. And that's the ticket. Focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it. That's what the yogis and the lamas tell us. So we need to raise our frequencies. And how do we do that? We do that by releasing the past, by healing the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences. Those all have a frequency to them, the fear, the guilt, the unworthiness. We let go of that and release that. Now, we all have within us the great eraser, which is the source itself, whatever you want to call it. And we can access that. We can forgive ourselves and move on. And if you feel like you have to balance your karma doing something here or something there, do it. Do whatever you need to do to find balance again. And if we forgive ourselves and release the past and let go, our frequency is going to go up. The whole planet's going to be changing. And there's no one that cannot be forgiven, because you're never judged by the source itself. So a lot of people are going, well, that's blasphemy, And it's really not. It's just what is. So we keep our own books, our own fear and guilt and unworthiness over things we've done that we couldn't heal, we didn't gain the wisdom from, so it didn't settle in the soul and move on. That's what's creating our tomorrow. So it is so important to heal these things, release it, and forgive others, forgive ourselves, and go to the next level. And these energies coming in are going to amplify all of that. It's a great amplifier, and it's an accelerator. So it's going to amplify the old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience, and it's going to accelerate karma, the action, reaction, whatever you want to call it. So this energy, just by being what it is, which is a very high frequency, it's going to amplify everything of a lower frequency and bring it up to look at, to heal. So there's a lot of people on the earth right now that have made some choices, some very nasty choices. And there are these elite groups and things like that, and they are not going to do well with this energy. And the energy is coming in. No man can stop this, or woman. It's massive. You cannot stop this from coming in. And they're going to have their experiences. Their karma is going to be accelerated. And when you're focused on the emotions of tyranny, which are enslavement, control, and domination, and all that stuff, those are really low frequency energies, and you're on a downward spiral. And so that downward spiral is going to be accelerated as well. So that is, and the karma around that, your deeds, what you've done to others and earth and everything are going to be accelerated as well. So when Yeshua said, neither do I forgive you, you know, nor does my father forgive, was his son, I can't remember, I lost it again, but he said, you know, I forgive you, my father forgives you, go and sin no more. What he's saying is like, stop doing the negative stuff. Stop doing what creates karma. Stop harming others. Stop controlling others. Stop trespassing on others' freedoms. And, you know, create from your core. You know, drop into the heart, focus on love and joy and bliss and be a service. That's what he's saying. He's not saying that, you know, you're a bad doobie and there's somebody up there with a laptop taking notes that's going to hit you with a lightning bolt. That's somebody else's program. It doesn't work that way. But there is action reaction here on earth. There are laws on earth. If you kill somebody, you know, you're probably going to pay the price. Their relatives are going to come after you and so on and so forth, basically. And a lot of people, a lot of these global elite think they can just do away with whoever they want. And no, that those souls are coming back and they're taking care of business either in the seen or unseen levels. So again, you know, you cannot hide from your karma, you know, you can't hide from your, and I want to talk a little bit about that too, because, you know, we have a mental body, we have an emotional body, and that's our intellect, our emotional body. And then we have our astral body. Well, everything you've ever done or been is in the astral body. And so a lot of times we're cleaning up old karma that is past life things and things we don't even know about. Why is this happening to me? You know, why does this person hate me? Or why do I can't stand this person? I don't even know this person. You know, that's your soul saying, you know, right turn, Clyde, get away from this person that they're bad news. And it's also an opportunity to heal and clear up that energy as well. But when you get above that, you get into the etheric body, and this is still in the soul level. The etheric body is your whole and healthy, perfect blueprint. It's your divine blueprint, your whole and healthy, perfect self. And if you can access that and create a communication from that level to your physical body, you're going to change your DNA. You're going to have all these incredible healing. It's called your blue body. The more you access that, the more you meditate, the more you heal, the closer you get to that. And then pretty soon you're golden. I mean, you're cruising. And that's the game. Now, a lot of these new technologies come out, actually access that. They create a communication between your etheric body, your blue body, whatever you want to call it, your whole and healthy, perfect self, and your atoms and your cells and your organs and everything. They reprogram, repattern that. You can do it spiritually, and now we can do it technologically. The higher dimensional beings have this technology. They have the technology to do these things, but they also have the ability to do it just with consciousness. And that's how the masters healed. They would not even recognize the iniquities or whatever. They didn't even recognize them. They called forward your whole and healthy, perfect self and held that energy until your body matched it. You know, that's how you get miracle healings or spontaneous healings. So anyway, that's kind of it in a nutshell. I'm looking at my time level here. I'm almost out of time. But I wanted to cover this. So the real disclosure is basically most of it is not physical. And it's time we get beyond that. This whole controlled narrative has got to go away. It's nonsense. And a lot of people do know this. They know there are higher dimensional beings. They know about this shift coming. And the benevolent ones are trying to do everything they can to align with it. And the malevolent ones are doing everything they can to stop it. And they can't stop it. And this is what's coming in. So, you know, consider yourself briefed, you know, basically. And there's a lot of people in there that are saying there are no negative ETs. There are negative ETs. It's throughout history. It's recorded in all the ancient texts on the ancient temples, everything. We all, they've been around forever. You know, you've got the malevolent grays, you know, the malevolent reptiles, you've got the djinn, you've got all these guys, demonic type energies. They do exist. They are real, but we don't have to align ourselves with them. If we focus on love and joy and bliss and service to others, that is not going to take hold in us. But if we have a lot of fear and guilt and unworthiness, those are the hooks they use to manipulate and control us. So we got to drop the fear, the guilt, the unworthiness. We got to drop the separation game, the division game, and unify. And then we're going to get through these times. And that's the main thing that I wanted to say, you know, in this one. So not everything is what you think. A lot of people in the communities are not who you think they are, especially in the spiritual and UFO communities, religious communities, and political communities. You know, all this stuff is being totally transformed right now, and we're in that major transformation. And there's a lot of people doing this work, and they don't even know what's inspiring them. These higher dimensions are what's inspiring them, the source itself and all these higher beings that are coming in. You can call them ascended masters, angelic beings, saints, sages, off-world, benevolent, spiritually and technologically advanced beings. They're all at play here, and it's all coming in, and it's going to be awesome. So we're going to get through some really intense times right now. We're in the mix. Everything's launched. It's go time. And so, you know, hang in there. Again, focus on love and joy and peace, and do your meditation work, do your healing work, and prepare. So anyway, have a great evening. I've got to sign off. We're out of time. Again, keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. Love you. And let's all unify. And we don't need to hold on. You know, we don't always need to be right. And we don't need to hold on to all this nonsense more. Let's just move on. Good night. We'll be right back.